Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Email sonar@gabradionetwork.com. Thanks for listening.
Welcome back, 7 to the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with Rich Galen, Mullings.com. Please check out his website. Subscribe to his twice weekly cyber column. You'll be glad you did. You'll thank me later. Hey, Rich, thanks again for being here. Thanks for all the many, many great years you've been supporting all the things that we do here.
Let's end on a happier note.
Did you ever think that we'd do a show where after commemorating 9/11, we'd start talking about politics and it would be more depressing? Did you ever think of that? As I was thinking about my question for you, I'm thinking, this is going in the wrong direction.
That's right. This is not working out.
What's wrong with this picture?
Let's talk a little bit about the selflessness that we've witnessed over the last 2 or 3 weeks with people who...
The hurricane.
I mean, those photos of the Cajun Navy dragging their bass boats behind them, going to Houston. Mm-hmm. J.J., is it Jakes? Whatever his last name is. Watts. Raising $30 million
J.C. Watts,
from Houston, who, by the way, got hurt. I mean, every time you turned around here, every time you turn your TV on, even the networks that uniquely look for the worst of human behavior, because, as you and I have talked about, nobody stopping at every stop sign on the way to work is not news. Running through a stop sign and plowing into a car is news.
Another house on fire is not news. Exactly.
That's right.
So you're saying that these storms, as horrible as they have been, have one thing they've done is they've exposed the beautiful underbelly of America.
I know it sounds kind of Pollyannish.
No, I
but
agree
I really
with
do.
You.
And I cry at happy endings, as you know. So I've been sitting in front of my TV watching, you know, the reporters dive into these bayous to drag guys, other people out of their trucks. I mean, there was that one CNN crew that just threw their microphone down and launched a rescue operation.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really remarkable about how, when push comes to shove, very often, I don't know that it's always been the case, and I don't know that it'll be the case next week, but so for these two storms so far, people have been willing to help other people.
And Rich, what I think you're saying is when we live our lives month after month after month focusing on the dysfunction in Washington, D.C., and other places around the world, like North Korea and places like that, we lose sight of the fact that there's some beautiful stuff going on right here in America.
Yes, that's exactly right.
Every
it
day,
really is.
Because
it's all happening under the spotlight of the networks. We're getting to see it, but that happens in every city and town.
Every day,
even
when there are no hurricanes.
And there's no TV.
That's right. That's right. When nobody's watching, Flyover America is taking care of its own.
Yeah, because we've always done. That's what made it.
Yeah,
what we are.
I still remember one of my favorite stories that I like to tell, Rich, and you were part of this. Remember when they had the big tsunami down in South Asia? You went down there. You boarded a plane and went down and helped distribute some of that stuff. Remember the Europeans were mad because the United States government had not given very much money. And then somebody did more math, and they what they weren't taking into consideration was that unlike the Europeans, Americans had given billions.
Yeah,
remember that?
I do, and they always find some metric to say yes, but on a per capita basis on Tuesday afternoon.
Or the government, you know, the French government gave more than the U.S. government. When the truth is, America had already done more. So
well, we had to. I know we're running out of time, but a quick sidebar to that. We got into Sri Lanka, and the government of Sri Lanka wanted all relief supplies to come through them so they could take credit for it.
Yep.
And we had some guys with us that had a religious order out in the sticks somewhere. And we pulled up in the 747, and we came out of the plane. I looked across. There was an Air Force C-5, and I just wandered over because I'd just gotten back from Iraq, and I knew all the language, and I explained we needed somebody to help us get the goods that were in some of the goods that were in the belly of our plane to another plane standing by the other side of the airport because the government wanted their share of it and we didn't want to give it to them. I finally had to stop them from sending every vehicle they had.
By the way, folks, a C-5 is bigger than a 747. Rich, I got 30 seconds. I got to ask you this question. Are we going to get tax reform this year?
No.
Dang. Wrong answer, Rich.
I'm wrong about this a lot, so.
I need a tax break.
Yeah, well, you're not getting it, so forget it.
Darn. All right, well, I'll invite you back anyway.
If you're at a hedge fund, you might get it, but you ain't getting it.
Hey, Rich, thanks for being here. Good job today. Take care of yourself.
Thank you, my friend.
Rich Galen, ladies and gentlemen, a great American. He'll be back another day. I got to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blasingay. God bless America.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.